Is it mutter if one would have a scenario where one made kiddush from Friday night and one has this bottle of wine and he leaves it on the counter, he put it away, and you know, got to put the cork back and the cover back on, and he leaves it there and he remembers Shabbos morning, comes back and, you know, goes back into his kitchen, he sees the bottle sitting there on the counter the whole night. Is one allowed to use this bottle for kiddush? Now, looking towards this week's haftarah, the Navi Malachi brings Musa to Kaddish, a message on behalf of Kaddish Baruch Hu. He gives a message of Musa to Klal Yisrael, and he says, Klal Yisrael, you have no affection for me, you're mevazim me, you treat me disgracefully. And the intern to Kaddish Baruch Hu, and they say, what do we do? We're in disgrace, we didn't do anything wrong. And the contrast is rather stark, it's rather remarkable. On one hand, the Kaddish Baruch Hu is telling Klal Yisrael, you have no affection for me, you don't care about me in the slightest. And Klal Yisrael has no idea what went wrong. And Kaddish Baruch Hu tells them, you know where one can see the difference? You bring me karbanos. In truth, you go through all the actions, you do everything you got to do, but what type of way are you serving me? Hashem says, you bring me karbanos. Which karbanos do you bring me? You bring me the old ones, the shvach ones, the sick animals, all these type of things. So basically, the concept is, it's true, we got to serve Hashem. So what we do is we look at what we have, the things you want to get rid of, the things we're leaving out for the garage sale, those things we go and we bring to Kadosh Baruch Hu. And that's the way we serve Hashem. So yeah, sure, you serve Kadosh Baruch Hu, but the way you're serving certainly doesn't show any major appreciation for avodas Kadosh Baruch Hu. And he said, Kadosh Baruch Hu's message continues, Akriveyu Nala Pechasecha. Take these things that you're bringing to me and try bringing them when you bring a gift to any person in government, a noblewoman, an old man, or something along those lines. If you go to your prime minister and bring him a gift, would you bring these things? We know that we have to, you know, in an official meeting, a business meeting, someone we have to show the respect for, earn some credit by, we're going to bring the best thing we can, something the person would appreciate, something that's valuable by us. To bring the cheapest thing we have in the house is something that doesn't fly. And yet, when it comes to Kadosh Baruch Hu, some people have no compunction about doing that. From this, the halacha has derived that there are many things that even though legally they meet the letter of the law, there are things that you're fulfilling your obligation of pi halacha, you're doing exactly what you're supposed to be doing. And again, in the case of a karban, you are bringing a karban. Except the animal is an old, worn-out animal, very not respectable in the context of what the chashva karban should look like. There's a psul called hakriveyuno, things that are just demeaning. And the concept is, again, it's not so much because the animal can't be acceptable. It's because in your own concept, your idea is that you're supposed to bring something that shows chashivas by you. We find this come up not only by karbanos, a few mitzvahs as well. Just quickly, two scenarios. One of them is the case of Shachsites by Havdalah. If you have Besamim, there were times and places where they used to try to make the smell of the Besamim more fragrant. They would soak it in wine. Often the wine was the Ayin Nesach. Such a case, legally, Al Pi Shulchan Aruch, you're allowed to smell Besamim that were soaked in such wine. It's not a problem by Dezara. Nonetheless, the fact, even in here, we're not even talking about a case of something wrong with it. It's just a question of an Isser. The fact that something is an Usser, we should look at it as a negative, we should look at it as repulsive, we should look at something we don't want to associate with, and to use that for a mitzvah is wrong. Along those lines, the Shulchan Aruch Pask in Siman Reish Ayin Beis, if somebody has wine that was left overnight, so the wine is fully kosher, today we really, we're not worried about any chashash of any nechashim, anything else coming along, and making it dangerous to drink, it's fully mutter to drink. Nonetheless, Pask in the Shulchan Aruch, today, leaving a bottle of wine open is something which would make it somewhat inferior. To use that for a mitzvah is not to be done. And therefore, says the Shulchan Aruch, if you have it left over for a short period of time, just a few minutes on the table, no big deal. But if you leave it over for an extended period of time, one should not use such wine for a mitzvah. Now again, it's fully kosher, use it, go ahead and drink it and enjoy it. But to use it for Kiddush would be a problem, unless of course somebody had no other wine and he was stuck, he would be able to use that for Kiddush, but otherwise one should refrain from using such wine for Kiddush. Tell me, Kashmir, the story of the Zaki Sophie from the Tarmit, Shemin, and the Kofi, and I think I got a pair of the other.